Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Paige, welcome to the show, the Thunder and PT show. Are you ready for second date update?
Thanks, I am.
Okay. First of all, let's dive right in. How did you meet Brody?
Okay, so I actually met him on a dating app, and his profile said that he was an animal lover, and so am I. So I messaged him, and he asked me out a week later.
Cool. So what did you do on the date? Did you like go for a dog walk or something like that, or...?
Maybe that can be day two, hopefully. But we just, you know, did the standard, like went to dinner and drinks, and we vibed really well. So then he came back to my place.
Okay, so you hit it off, okay. Right? And we're getting this a lot. A lot of people are like, let's just get over, just come over. So what did you talk about on your date over drinks and dinner before you went back to your place, Paige?
Yeah, so we talked about introducing each other's pets to each other. He has a dog, and I actually have a parrot and a bunny. And, so I was really excited. He said that he had a golden retriever, so I love golden retrievers. But he kind of headed home early.
Okay, and I want to get to that, but you did send us, there's something about your parrot, right? Because when we read your message that you sent to us at 1029 The Wolf, on Second Date Update.
It's funny that the animal lover in you, it's like parrot and bunny. Like, you think dogs and cats or whatever, but parrots and bunnies.
What is it about your parrot that is really unique, Paige?
Well, my parrot is a rescue. Mm-hmm. He was in a very bad situation. And I got him, and he knows pretty much every curse word in the book.
Okay, so you sent us some audio. You got your parrot. What's your parrot's name again?
Archimedes.
Okay, here's Archimedes, and you sent us about, because I know you're not at home, right. But we wanted to hear the parrot swearing, so.
That's okay.
Okay, all right, that's enough.
That is amazing. Wow. Archimedes.
All right, that's a quiet first.
Down.
That's a first. Okay.
Quiet down.
So here's the thing, Paige. Oh, now, how long has it been?
Archimedes didn't go on one of his, you know, I guess, streaks.
Yeah, rants. When Brody was at your house?
Yes.
Yeah, he
when
did. Okay.
When people come to the house, he always goes into one of the swearing rants. And he definitely did when came over. So,
no.
I was just like, Brody, I'm really sorry. It's not you.
Okay. All right.
It was a little embarrassing.
Okay. So, and how long has it been since Archimedes has screamed at Brody and you've seen him over at your house?
11 days.
Okay. Got it.
All right. You're counting.
All right. But you, you think Brody was a good sport through all this?
Oh, he definitely was.
He loved
it. He was a little startled at first, as anybody would.
Sure.
But after that, he got to know him, and then, you know, Archimedes calmed down, and he was like, actually, maybe I can teach him some swear words in French.
Love it. All right. You stay right there, Paige. We're going to call Brody, and we'll keep Archimedes off the phone if we can, and we will hopefully get some answers and get the two of you back together for that second date. All right? How's that sound?
Okay. Sounds great.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Brody?
Yeah, speaking. Is this?
Hey, yeah, Brody, please don't hang up. It's not a sales call or a spam call. It's actually Thunder and PT. And we co-host the morning radio show here at 102.9 The Wolf. Would you have a moment to talk to us this morning? And Brody, there's a woman named Paige that you went out with and about 10 or 11 days ago. And she wants... Can you hear me?
Yeah, I see it. Yes, I definitely met her on an app.
Yeah, and you guys went out for drinks and dinner, and then you went back over to her place. You remember all that?
Yeah. Listen. I'm gonna cut this short.
Okay.
Yes, we met. We went out, but listen, you can't just tell her that her bugs are just gross. You know, it's not really for me.
Wait a minute. Her bugs.
She has. She has a terrarium kind of thing, right? With pet hens and cockroaches. Like, she brought them out so we could play with. I mean, pet cockroaches? Come on, man.
Wait a minute. You aren't calling Paige back because she has what?
She has pet cockroaches, bro.
Cockroaches?
I do.
Okay.
And they are the cutest little bugaboos ever.
All right. So, Brody.
She's here with us.
Yeah, Paige is listening in. Paige, what is this? We were talking about your parrot a few minutes ago, and you also have cockroaches?
That are cockroaches. Pets? Yeah, they're really adorable, and they are so affectionate.
All right, wait a minute.
You're talking about roaches. Look, first of all, you guys, you know, this is not cool what you're doing to me. Second, you, roaches? Come on, man. I love animals, but, you know, that's where I draw the line. That's just not for me, all right? Jungle Man or something.
Okay, Ernie is short for Ernestine, and her eggs are going to be hatching any day now, and I'm very excited. It's going to be amazing, and I'm sorry that you're going to miss it.
Okay, wait a minute. You know, all right, Paige, wait. Okay,
I'm
wait, done. Hold
Thank
on.
Thank you,
but,
goodbye.
Don't, wait, please don't. Wait,
Brody,
don't.
No.
Brody, hold on. Paige, you have, where do you keep these pet cockroaches?
I have, like, a terrarium for them.
And with a cover on it?
Yeah.
And
then
you pull them out and, like, hold on to them or whatever?
I guess they're super affectionate.
How big are these cockroaches? Like, how are they giant?
They're like medium because Ernie is a little bit bigger than Bert, but she's about 2 inches and Bert is like an inch and a half.
You've named these cockroaches.
Yeah, they're so cute.
And Brody,
Ernie is a female, so they're like a male and a female.
Okay, so, but Brody, you won't go out with Paige again because she has, not because of the parrot, but because of the cockroaches.
Would you?
Well, it's strange. I mean, people have snakes and spiders.
Strange? Listen, I like animals, all right?
Yeah.
Bugs, that's where I draw the line.
Yeah, okay. I don't, I can't, I gotta okay. say, it's a little, Paige, it's
can
a little.
Just agree that there's a difference between animals / pets and bugs.
It is a,
no.
It's a little unusual, and I would be creeped out. How far into this, you went back to her place, Brody, so everything must have been going fine, and then, what, Paige, at the end of the night, you introduced this, and Brody, you never said anything about the pet cockroaches at her apartment.
No. Yeah. I was shocked. I didn't know what to say.
Did you say something, Paige? Like
roaches? Come on.
So this is a deal breaker, yeah, then.
It's not the greatest experience ever.
Yeah,
you
know? I know.
If it felt like an episode of Men in Black, if you ever seen that.
Yeah, remember that. I mean,
okay,
that's a little excessive, but okay.
Yeah. Right.
So if you run into this before, Paige, and men having an issue with the pet cockroaches.
Only a couple.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes people seem a little weird, but after, like, there have been several, like, friends and, you know, people that I've dated that are like, oh, actually, they are really sweet.
Okay.
Kind of just got to, you know...
And Brody, so that's
warm up to him, I guess.
Brody, we have to ask. So is this a no then for a second date with Paige because of the roaches?
100%.
Got it. All right. Paige, I'm sorry. It's a no from Brody to see you again.
Well, that's okay. I mean, if he doesn't actually like animals, then I guess he lied to you. So.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I do think there is a stretch, but I think, you know, you probably got to, you know.
I think, and what's the name of your parrot again? What's
that? Archimedes.
I think Archimedes has something he wants to say to Brody.
Yep, he would definitely say that.
And I know if he could, he'd also like to say, thanks for being on
Second Date Update.
Listen back to Thunder and PT at 1029thewolf.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.